I am the Welshpool Mayor, Councillor Eddie Humphries.
And it's an amazing event here today at the East Surrey College. What are your thoughts?
Well, firstly, very pleased that East Surrey has hosted this for us. It's been a delight to actually meet the artists who have actually produced this wonderful scroll on vellum, and you know, to just understand and see it on the big screen was actually very impressive, because I know with anything, when you blow up something, yes, you see the mistakes. However, I couldn't see any mistakes. They were quite faultless, and they really did look fabulous. And you know, it's very sad. It's welcoming to receive it from the college, but it's sad just now that we're seeing it going off to the palace in a way. But let's hope Prince King Charles does put it on his wall, because we've framed it especially for him to do that.
So. Well, let's hope he does, and let's hope perhaps we see it behind him during his Christmas address. I do hope so.
Well, that would be delightful, wouldn't it? To have the only one, and it's such a magnificent piece, it would actually complement his picture, I'm sure.
I'm sure it would. I just hope he sees it that way, and I'm sure he will. He's a man of many talents, our king. But anyway, how long have you been in the position of mayor?
I've been in the position of mayor since last May, and I come up for renewal because I'm actually going to be the first mayor that's done it twice in a row. So I'm being renewed as the mayor in May this year, which myself and my wife will enjoy doing the duties and representing the people of Reigate and Banstead for another year.
Excellent. And you're enjoying your time, obviously.
Well, we thought we were going to enjoy it. When we first went in, we thought it was going to be good fun, but it's well exceeded that. We have met so many amazing people. We've been humbled by the amount of volunteers that are actually around, and we've learnt so much. The amount of charities out there, all doing different things, and hopefully what we've been able to do over our time is to actually manage to bring them to get to a lot of charities together and raise profiles. So not only for the Mayor's charity, which is the Lucy Rayner Foundation and the Royal British Legion, we will be changing our charities next year, for our coming year, and that we will be having Renewed Hope will be our new charity in May, along with the Kingswood Shetland and Friends. So that will be a great combination, we think, between the two. So looking forward to it, but it has been an incredible year so far.
Fantastic. And of course, those charities, there are quite a lot of funds raised for them, aren't there, during the Mayor's charity year?
Yeah, myself and my wife have been really successful. We've raised a huge amount of money for the charities, going towards very specific things for them. We've been requesting, and so by the end of my year, at my my meeting, I'll ask them to report back what they're looking at spending the funds on, and that will be an interesting to hear that from what they're
doing. Marvellous. Well, thank you so much for talking to us. I'm sure there are a lot of people wanting to talk to you here, so I'll let you go. But thank you very much indeed.
You want to speak to the mayoress? She's just behind you.
Oh, yes, I will definitely speak to the mayoress.
Hi, my name is Sarah Humphries. I'm the mayoress of Reigate and Banstead.
And how are you enjoying your time?
It has been amazing, absolutely amazing. Far exceeding expectations from what we first thought. So, it's been fabulous so far.
That's fantastic. And you've got another year after May, I believe?
Yes, we have. We must be mad. But no, I mean, we've loved it so much, and it was a real honour to be asked to do it again. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to starting afresh as of the 24th with a completely new year.
It's not far away now.
It isn't, but we've still got lots to do for the current year, still for our charities, and lots of events still to go to. So,
I mean, I was just saying to the mayor that there's an awful lot of money raised for local charities, and they're mainly local, aren't they? I think
they're all within the borough. Yes.
So they benefit from that, and you told me a little bit about some of the charities. There's one particular charity. I know you don't want favouritism. Is there one particular charity that's very close to your heart?
Well, one of the ones we chose this year, well, both actually that we chose this year are close to our heart, but the Lucy Rayner Foundation, very much so, because sadly it was used by very good friends of ours that went to them, and they are an amazing charity that helped so many people, and it's sad that so many people need to use them at this current time. So, very close. But all the charities in the borough, are amazing, and the volunteers, what they do, it's really humbling actually to be out there and seeing what everyone does. We have an amazing borough to live in.
We do, don't we? We're very fortunate. But well, thank you very much indeed for talking to me today.
Thank you.